Hello and welcome back to the Real Estate BS audio blog. I am your host, Sir Ashley Harrison. I am a real estate investor and a real estate agent based here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I do deals throughout the country, but my primary focus is the Carolinas. So if you know anybody looking to buy, sell, or invest in property in the Carolinas, please have them contact me. My contact info will be at the end of the episode. This audio blog is designed to help people that are not consumed with real estate like myself, and just to give you tips and tricks and some guidance along the way. Whether you're buying your first house or your 50th, I believe you can gain some knowledge and wisdom and some edification from these audio blogs. Feel free to skip around to the topic that suits your specific need at the time. And today's episode, let's jump right in. Today's episode is if you're buying a house, need to ask yourself and or your partner these three things. I understand this is spring 2018 and when I'm recording this, and there is tons of activity right now in the housing market, people buying and selling houses left and right. But I want you to ask yourself and your spouse or partner these three things before you buy your house. Number one, is this home really a good investment? Now, oftentimes, me included, I've been guilty of this in the past. We make decisions emotionally, especially buying a house. We envision our family or ourselves being in that house, and we don't take a step back and think rational, thinking about the total cost and total investment regarding this property. Not just the purchase price, but any kind of maintenance or repairs or taxes. So you want to take a step back from the situation and not be consumed with your emotion and ask you yourself and your partner, is this home a really good investment? Now, number two, the second question you need to ask yourself and your partner if you intend on buying a house is how long do we intend to stay in the house? Now, this second question is related to the first. Buying a home is a major commitment, both financially and to the neighborhood. So you want to make sure you foresee the future or at least contemplate what's going on as far as how long do you intend on staying in the house. Now, let's just say it's a three-bedroom house and it's you, your spouse, and you already have a kid. Do you plan on having more kids in the future? Or do you just want to stay in your current position with one child? If you plan on having more kids in the future and in the nearby future, maybe that three-bedroom house that you're in love with right now, thinking about purchasing, may not be the best decision for you at this moment. You may want to think about getting a bigger home or just waiting until, and if you can't afford a bigger home, waiting until you can afford that bigger home. Because if you want four kids, that three-bedroom house is not going to do you any good. Jumping right into the last one, the third question you need to ask yourself is, and your spouse, is can we actually afford the cost of home ownership? Now, this is a big one. Many times we forget to take into account the cost of owning a home. It reaches far beyond the initial transaction. Besides having to pay the mortgage, the property taxes, insurance, there may also be home association dues and routine maintenance. Now, it's not like when you're renting where you just can call the landlord if the water heater goes out or the HVAC system goes out. No, that is your responsibility. And a water heater costs about $1,000. HVAC, you can get a, most of the time you can get them for around $2,500 to $3,500. But I see some companies charging an arm and a leg right now, car charging $5,000 to $6,000. Please shop around. No matter what kind of maintenance you're doing, make sure you get referrals from colleagues and other people in your circles, whether it be family or work colleagues. But you want to shop around, make sure you get a good price and it's coming from a reputable source. So again, sorry for going off on a tangent, but if you're interested in buying a house, you want to make sure you ask yourself and your spouse those three questions. One, is the home a really good investment? Two, how long do you intend on staying in that area and that house? And three, can we actually afford the cost of home ownership? I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions or just want to reach out to me, please call the office at 704-775-1236. Again, 704-775-1236. Or you can email me directly at sir@sirashley.com or check out our website, sirashley.com. Have a good day. Talk to you next time.